good. Mmm, good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Mmm, good.
From Hollywood, the Campbell Soup Show, starring Jack Carson. Yes, listen to Jack Carson, Freddie Martin and his orchestra, Arthur Treacher, Jack's nephew Tugwell, played by Dave Willock, little 8-year-old Norma Jean Nilsen, Irene Ryan, and yours truly, Del Sharman. Luscious red ripe tomatoes, sweet golden corn, bright carrots, plump young lima beans. Yes, 15 different and delicious vegetables go into the making of Campbell's Vegetable Soup. They're carefully selected, expertly cooked, and blended in a rich, hearty beef stock. Mmm, good. Oh, you bet. Campbell's Vegetable Soup is a dish that perks up appetites right from the start and helps provide the nourishment that active folks need. Matter of fact, it's so deep down delicious and so hearty, mothers everywhere say it's almost a meal in itself. Well, how about it, then? You want to build supper tomorrow around big, steaming bowls of Campbell's Vegetable Soup? Well, everything is quiet around the little house at 22 North Hollywood Lane, but that usually means something is about to happen. So let's look in and see what today has in store for Jack Carson.
And anyway, Treacher, I don't mind saying I'm getting a little tired of it.
Well, I'm very sorry, Master Tuggle, but under the circumstances, I'm doing the best I can.
Here. What's all this trouble about?
Well, look what we got for lunch again, Uncle Jack. The same old thing. Spaghetti.
Spaghetti? No meat, Treacher?
No, sir.
Well, I can't eat any more spaghetti. We've had it every day for a week.
But I hope you don't think I enjoy preparing it. It's the most tedious job I ever had.
Well, what's so tedious about fixing spaghetti?
Well, Mr. Carson is such a stickler for cleanliness that he makes me go through each piece with a pipe cleaner.
Yes. Incidentally, Treacher, that pipe cleaner is getting a little worn. You better have it cleaned and blind. That's beside the point. Why haven't we any meat on the table?
Well, sir, you don't give me enough money, so I'm forced to buy the lesser-priced articles.
Don't give you enough money? Yes. I think my allowance to you for the table is quite ample. You should be able to buy plenty of food for a week with five whole dollars. In fact, you should even have something left over.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, I do. I have oodles left over. I didn't want to tell you, sir, but with the change I get back from the $5 bill, I'm buying a home in Pasadena.
It's no use being sarcastic, Fletcher. Why can't you just use part of the allowance for meat?
Yeah, this week it's spaghetti. Last week all we had was fish. I ate so much fish I went to bed one night and dreamed I was a salmon.
Tugwell, don't exaggerate.
I spent the whole night swimming up the Columbia River.
Tugwell, don't exaggerate.
The alarm clock woke me up just when I was making a date with a sardine.
Tugwell, that's enough. We're getting away from the subject. Let's change our menu tonight, Treacher. We'll have some meat for dinner. Here, take this money and go down to the butcher shop and spend it all on meat. The whole dollar.
Gee, don't lose your head, Uncle Jack.
Well, I don't mind spending money, but I want the best. Now, Treacher, what cut of meat do you suppose you can get for a dollar?
Well, sir, at the prevailing prices, I think I could get a rump roast.
A rump roast?
Yes, sir. From a chipmunk. I'm quite sure, Mr. Carson, that you have no idea of the fantastic prices they're asking for meat these days.
Oh, they can't be as bad as you say.
Then I suggest, sir, that you do the shopping today.
All right, I will, Treacher. I'll prove to you that all it takes to be a good manager is a little resourcefulness. Come on, Tugwell, we'll go down there now.
Okay, Uncle Jack. Wait till I get my hat. Here's the butcher shop, Uncle Jack.
Yeah. Come on, we'll show Treacher how easy it is to get things if you only know how.
Gee, look, Uncle Jack. There's no meat at all in the showcases.
I can't understand that.
How do you do? My name is Finley. Could I help you?
Well, I wanted to buy some meat, but I see you don't have any.
Oh, you mustn't judge by appearances. We have lots of meat.
You do? Where is it?
The hamburger and things like that are down in the vault. But, of course, the larger cuts are still at Fort Knox.
Yes, I see.
Now, if you'll come around here and sit down, I'll show you what we have.
Gee, look, a love seat.
With zebra stripes.
Yes, just make yourselves comfortable. There. Now, just what did you have in mind?
Well, I was...
I have something exceptional that I'd like to show you. It's gorgeous. It's 12 sausages linked together in a lavalier with a safety catch at the back.
Well, I wasn't thinking of wearing them. I was thinking of eating them.
Eating them? Yes. I knew it when you walked in here. You're one of those millionaire playboys.
No, I'm not really a millionaire.
Oh, you'll have to excuse me. I should have known that you'd want to see the best. How about something in a pork chop?
Pork chop? Yes, that's more what I had in mind.
I have just the thing. Look. A pair of pork chops cut into an exquisite cameo pattern and bordered with little baguettes of kidneys.
Gee, they look beautiful.
Yeah, I've never seen them displayed on a purple pillow before. Look, I know it's vulgar to mention price, but how much would one of these chops be?
Oh, we couldn't separate them. They're a matched set.
Mr. Finley, they're really very lovely, and I'd like to buy them, but I don't think I brought quite enough money with me.
Oh, well, that's all right. We'd be glad to accept your automobile as down payment.
Look, Mr. Finley, I don't like to seem presumptuous, but have you ever heard of the OPA?
OPA? No, what's that?
Well, it happens to be a government regulation intended to keep prices down.
No fooling. Oh, it's the silliest thing I ever heard. I knew if the Republicans got in, they'd do something ridiculous.
Oh, come on, Uncle Jack. Let's get out of here.
You mean you're not going to buy anything?
No, I'm afraid not.
But we have some wonderful lamb chops for only
$22. $22 for lamb chops?
Yes, they have taffeta panties by Adrian.
No, thank you, Mr. Finley. Goodbye.
Well, we've been to 5 markets, Uncle Jack, and the prices are the same everywhere.
Yeah, the nerve of those butchers. I refuse to pay prices like that.
Yeah, I know, but what are we going to do for meat?
Well, I just got through explaining to you what we do for meat. Those little birds are just as delicious as squab. And right now, Capistrano is full of them. And right now, Capistrano is full of them.
Well, we're going to look pretty silly running around there with a net.
Yeah, maybe you're right. But don't worry, I'll think of something else. Oh, here's Miss Ryan's knick-knack nook. Maybe she's got some suggestions.
Oh, hello, Tugwell. Hello, Mr. Carson.
Well, Miss Ryan, and how are you today?
Oh, I guess I'm about as well as can be expected.
Oh, as bad as that, huh? Well, I guess you don't want to talk about it.
Well, what gave you that idea? These pains I've got now are brand new. I never told you about them before.
Pains? Well, that might be rheumatism, Miss Ryan. Let's see. Your age now must be about...
I'm just going into my late 20s.
Late 20s?
Yes.
Didn't you forget to touch second base? Miss Ryan, what we came to talk about was... Well, what do you do about the high cost of living?
I think I got a lot of my pains because I did a very silly thing. Last month, I took some rumba lessons.
Yes, but what do you do about...
You know, it's a very strenuous dance.
Yes, I know. But what do you do...
You know, I told my girlfriend I shouldn't try it, but she insisted.
Yes, I see. But what do you do...
It turned out just like I said it would, too. Twice around the floor and bang. My tortilla was out of joint.
Well, that can happen. When I did it, I got a twisted fiesta, but what... stopped in for, Miss Ryan, was about the problem of shopping. You see, our food budget is getting to be troublesome, and being a woman, I thought you might be able to help me.
How many rumba lessons did you have?
Miss Ryan, I don't remember.
Yeah, Uncle Jack doesn't care for the rumba very much.
Well, it isn't that. I just haven't been able to learn the steps very well. I guess I haven't got the necessary brains to do the rumba.
Oh, you don't do it with your brains.
No, as a matter of fact, it's just the opposite.
Tug, well, that's enough of that. You see, Miss Ryan, we've just come from the butcher shop and the prices are outrageous.
Yes, I know what you mean. But butchers always quote different prices to men than they do to women.
What do you mean?
Well, I've seen how pretty girls do it. They go in and flirt with the butcher, and he gives them the best prices and the best meat.
Oh, so that's how it works.
Yes. I thought I'd try my luck the other day. I fixed myself up just as pretty as I could. And I went in and winked right at the butcher.
Did he understand what you want, man?
Well, he must have. He turned around and went into the refrigerator.
And then what happened?
I don't know. I stood there for 3 hours, but he never did come out.
Well, maybe you're not the flirtatious type, Miss Ryan.
Well, this isn't solving anything. We still haven't got any meat for dinner, Uncle Jack.
I've got a friend named Mrs. Jenkins, and she solved her meat problem by raising her own chickens.
Raising her own chickens? Say, that's an idea. I could do that. A chicken lays eggs, and they hatch into more chickens, and they lay eggs. We could have fried chicken and fresh eggs all the time.
Uncle Jack, you're not serious about this, are you?
Well, of course I am. Why?
Well, don't you remember when we were living in the hotel room and you brought home those two rabbits?
Well, this is different. We've got lots more space now. Where does this Miss Jenkins live, Miss Ryan?
I'll write her address down for you.
Swell. Tugwell, we're going to buy a live chicken. Oh, why didn't I think of this before? I wonder why she's making so much fuss about all this.
Well, how'd you feel if somebody was carrying you along hanging upside down by your feet?
Well, don't tell me how to carry a chicken. If you carry them the other way, the eggs fall out. There, chickie. This is one of the greatest ideas I've ever had.
Why, hello there, Tugwell. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Dal.
Who's your friend?
It's a chicken. Now, you're looking at a man who single-handed has solved the entire meat problem.
Jack, you mean you're going to eat that chicken?
No, Chickie. We're not going to eat you. Please, Del, don't say things like that. This is a very sensitive herd bay.
Oh, I'm very sorry.
You see, this chicken will lay a lot of eggs, and they'll hatch. And in no time at all, I won't have to worry about what I'm going to eat.
Well, a lot of people I know have found a good way to stop worrying about meal plans, Jack.
They have? Dear me, said he, knowing full well what was coming.
Sure, Jack. Those folks have found out about Campbell's vegetable soup, how it's almost a meal in itself. And first time you taste it, you know why. The beef stock is hearty and the garden vegetables are cooked to tender perfection. Think of it, Jack. 15 different kinds of vegetables. Tender green peas.
Yeah, Dell, stop right there. There's so many different vegetables, it'll take too much time to name them all.
You mean you haven't got time, Jack?
Well, no,
But you like Campbell soups, don't you?
Of course I do.
And you like the Campbell people, don't you?
Oh, I love them. Each and every one.
Well, you wouldn't want them to think you don't care how many vegetables they put in their soup, would you?
No. You don't mean that they might...
Oh, I don't say that I'll tell them, but they... might find out, and then where would you be? Yeah. Now, have you got time to hear about the vegetables?
Yeah, Dallin, slice them so they'll last longer.
That's better. Yes, sir, Campbell's vegetable soup is brimful of delicious garden vegetables. Tender green peas,
mm-hmm.
Lima beans, crisp celery.
Oh, boy.
Red ripe tomatoes, carrots.
Gosh, that makes me hungry.
And, of course, not forgetting sweet golden corn.
That's the part she likes.
Well, Jack, don't forget to stock up on Campbell's vegetable soup. I bet you'll agree it's every bit as hearty and home-tasting as the finest homemade kettle full.
I'll remember that, Nell. So long.
Okay, so long, fellas.
See you later, Mr. Sharbet.
Come on, Tug. Well, the sooner we get this chicken home, the sooner we can get started in the poultry business. You know that?
And now the magic music of Freddie Martin with Stuart Wade and the Martin Men, introducing Managua, Nicaragua. Feeling out of sorts, I'd like to recommend a look
in Managua, Nicaragua. What a wonderful spot! There's coffee and bananas and a temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the Yaku to Managua, Nicaragua. Ole. There's coffee and bananas and the temperature hot. So take a trip and on a ship go sailing away across the Yaku to Managua, Nicaragua. Ole!
Now, Mr. Carson, just where are you going to keep that chicken?
Well, for the moment, she'll be all right out there in the backyard.
Oh, I do wish you'd consult me first on things of this nature, sir. After all, what do you know about the raising of poultry?
Patricia, I may not know all about it, but I come from Wisconsin. And that's a farm country, and I've got plenty of it in my blood. You watch, in a few days we'll have lots of eggs.
You don't understand, sir, the mechanics of the poultry business. For instance, how does one go about training a chicken to lay its eggs in neat little rows in those paper boxes?
That shows you how much you know, Treacher. It isn't natural for chickens to lay eggs in those boxes.
It isn't?
No, every farmer knows that. First, you got to take the chickens when they're young and put them on a waffle iron until they get the idea. Don't worry about it, Treacher. This little scheme of mine will solve our meat problem. After all, the chicken only costs $3. It'll more than pay for itself in production because by the... come in.
Hello.
It's Norma Jean.
Hello, honey.
Did you know you've got a chicken in your backyard, Mr. Carson?
Yeah, I bought that. I'm going into the egg and chicken business.
Oh, goody. Are you going to have little chickens, too?
Uh-huh.
Has he laid any eggs yet?
No, honey. It's not a he. It's the lady chicken who lays the eggs, the hen.
Oh. Well, how do you tell the difference between a hen and a rooster?
That's quite easy. You've been in a chicken house, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, the hens are the ones who are all working there in the production lines, and the rooster, he's the foreman who walks up and down with his hands in his pockets.
Carson, just what kind of a hen did you buy?
What kind?
Yes, they're all different kinds. There's the Rhode Island Red, the New Hampshire Bantam, or it might be a New Jersey Leghorn.
Ah. Well, I didn't notice where she was from.
Shall I go out and look at her license plate?
A chicken doesn't have license plates.
No, of course not. Treats are just being cute. Come on, honey. I'll take you out and show you the chicken up close.
Okay.
There she is over there. Yeah, chicken, 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 chicken.
I don't want to get too close, Mr. Carson. I'm kind of scared of them.
No, no, Norma Jean. All you have to do is show them that you're friendly.
Don't get too close, Mr. Carson. She might bite you.
Oh, poo. This chicken knows I'm friendly. She wouldn't bite me for the world. Watch. I'll show you.
You wait right here, Mr. Carson. I'll get you a Band-Aid.
How do you like that chicken pulling a knife on me?
Maybe she's hungry, Mr. Carson.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. I sent Tugwell down to the store to get some feed and stuff. As soon as I feed her, she'll realize that I'm her father. Or, I mean, she'll probably want to make up then.
Well, I have to get back home now. And when you get some little baby chickens, will you save one for me?
Sure, honey. Goodbye now.
Goodbye.
You know, I'm going to have to start building a coop for you, Chickie.
Well, here I am, Uncle Jack. I got everything you told me to get.
Oh, good, Tugwell.
Here's the feed. It costs $1 a pound.
$1 a pound for chicken feed? Gee, I hope it works.
Hey, Uncle Jack, do chickens lay eggs every day?
Oh, sure, sure. Dozens of them.
Oh, what causes that?
What causes it?
Yeah.
Well, that's natural. A hen is a very complex mechanism. You see, they eat the grain. That goes to one department that changes it to, protein. Then it goes to another department where they have, yolks, and, after that they put a shell around it and send it to the shipping department.
Yeah, but why does the chicken lay the egg?
Well, now that she's got it, what else is she going to do with it? I don't want to hear any more about it.
Well, here's the hatching ones I bought, Uncle Jack. Half a dozen. The man said to put them under the chicken and they'll hatch in no time.
Oh, good. Come on, we might as well get started. I already fixed a nest for her here on the porch. Here, chick, 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 chick. Come here, chickie.
She's not paying any attention to you, Uncle Jack. Hey, you ought to give her a name.
Oh, sure, that's right. Let's see. Here, Biddy. Here, Maisie. Here, Minerva. Wow. She likes that name, eh? Here, Minerva, I've got these 6 nice eggs on your nest. Now get over there like a nice chicken and sit on it. Oh, go ahead.
She's only walking around the nest.
Yeah, I guess she doesn't understand what I mean. Let's see. How can I make it plain to her? Come here, Minerva. There. Now, do you understand?
I think she does, Uncle Jack. Now get up and let her sit down.
Well, I didn't put my full weight on them.
Uncle Jack, why don't we just leave her alone and let nature take its course?
Yeah, she's probably a little self-conscious. Come on, we'll go in the house. Gee, I do hope those eggs aren't too cold for her.
Mr. Carson, aren't we retiring a bit early tonight? It's only 8:30.
Yes, but I want everybody to go to bed early on purpose. You see, I want it to be quiet around here. If Minerva isn't disturbed, she'll hatch those eggs and lay some more fresh ones.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and by the way, Treacher, from now on, gathering the eggs every morning will be one of your chores around the house.
Very good, sir. But I don't see how I'm going to gather eggs from one chicken.
It's very simple. You just wait till she cackles, and then you stand behind her like a quarterback in a T formation.
Will there be anything else, sir, before I turn out the light?
No, thank you, Treacher. Good night.
Good night, sir.
Extra, read all about the sensation in Wall Street. The price of eggs goes up to $9 a dozen. all about it. Jack Carson, Corner's Poultry Market, becomes millionaire overnight. Extra, extra.
Mr. Carson, sir, isn't it wonderful? Now you're rich.
Yes, teacher, I'm a multimillionaire, and I owe it all to my little chicken, Minerva. Here, teacher, hang up my silk hat.
Well, I can't, sir. The closet is full of $1,000 bills.
Well, take them out and buy something.
What shall I buy, sir?
Oh, Boulder Dam.
But, sir, you bought Boulder Dam yesterday.
I did? Why did I buy that?
Well, don't you remember? You wanted some place to paddle your feet.
It wasn't much fun, after all. Preacher, don't forget to buy me a new automobile today.
But you purchased a new one 2 days ago, so it's right outside.
I know, but it's no good. It's facing the wrong way. I must go in now and look at Minerva. I hope she likes that diamond-studded nest I gave her. Hello, Minerva. Minerva, the price of eggs just went up to $9 a dozen, so don't stop laying them. How about giving me one right now? Thank you. Now, I don't want to seem greedy, Minerva, but how about just one more? Gee, two at once. I'm sure glad I thought of feeding you does. You know, Minerva, I owe all of my success to you. I'm going to allow you to retire pretty soon. After all, you're a great-grandmother now. You've had four generations of chickens since I found you, and I... What's that?
Oh, there's somebody at the door. I must have been dreaming. Gee, it's morning already. Coming! Where are my slippers?
Carson, I live in back of you.
Oh, yes. Hello, Mr. Wilkins.
Don't Mr. Wilkins me. That chicken of yours came over to my yard and scratched up every bit of garden that I planted. So I figure you owe me about
$30. $30? Mr. Wilkins, can't we talk this over man to man?
Man to man? That's all right for you. But what does it leave me?
Well, I only thought...
Never mind what you thought. You send me your check for $30 or you'll be hearing from me.
Yes, Mr. Wilkins. Where's my chicken now?
I put it back in your yard and you'd better keep it there. Good bear. Bye.
I heard the commotion, sir. I knew this poultry idea would come to no good. That chicken so far has cost you $34.
Oh, don't worry, Treacher. I had a wonderful dream last night and I know it's all going to turn out for the best. Well, I'm ready for breakfast. Come on, let's go into the kitchen. Boy, fresh eggs are sure going to taste good.
Yes, sir, for $34, they ought to taste good. I want to get my first look at this expensive chicken.
Yes, sir, well, first let me peek through the window. Ah, yes, there she is on the back porch. I'll open the door quietly and see if she's laid any new eggs. Oh, Minerva. Minerva.
If he's laid an egg, sir, it'll be the neatest trick of the week.
How do you like that? Minerva's a rooster.
Jack Carson will be back in just a moment. This is the time of year my mother used to call soup weather. And certainly when there's a nip in the air, nothing hits the spot quite like a bowl of good hot soup. Campbell's vegetable soup, for instance, is one that's sure of a hearty welcome. Walk into the kitchen some night around supper time and sniff the good aroma in the air. Lift the lid from the saucepan on the stove and look at all the bright vegetables gently bubbling in the rich beef stock. Say, you can hardly wait till you sit down with a bright steaming bowl in front of you. And then when you dip in an eager spoon, well, you find this vegetable soup tastes even better than it looked. Deep down flavor all through every spoonful of the broth and vegetables. Good. You bet Campbell's vegetable soup goes great for lunch or supper these November days. So how about making sure you've got a couple of cans handy right now?
Good. That's what Campbell's soups are. Good.
Jack Carson reminding you that the community chess drive is still on. Remember, everybody gives, everybody benefits. Good night, folks. See you next Wednesday night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.